Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna of Oak Springs Chiropractic and Anytime Fitness. And now the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney. Got milk? If the answer is yes, here's a question for you. Does the quality of your dairy vary with what the cow eats? Findings show that when cows diet on fresh grass, they produce milk with 5 times as much of the unsaturated fat, conjugated linoleic acid, CLA, as cows that are fed on processed grains. CLAs have been shown to protect the heart and assist in weight loss. A study at Harvard School of Public Health in Boston showed that people with higher concentrations of CLAs had 36% lower risk of heart attack compared to those with lower concentrations. Apparently, the benefits of CLA may extend beyond the heart to the prevention of cancer and diabetes. So get milk, but find out the source for better nutrition. Have you heard of Eat, Pray, Love? Well, just make sure when you eat, you watch those starchy carbs. An extensive study from Italy reports that women who eat diets high in sugar and starches are at high risk for heart disease. The study compared the diets of about 48,000 adults and calculated the total carbohydrate intake, as well as the average glycemic index, how quickly and how much the food raises blood sugar of the food consumed. Diets that are high in carbohydrates raise heart disease by raising levels of glucose, inflammation, and triglycerides, while lowering blood levels of protective HDLs known as good cholesterol. Turns out that women's bodies process sugar and carbs differently than men, leaving them at greater risk for heart disease. So go ahead and eat, pray, love, but just make sure you eat less refined carbs. And when I come back, we look at the truth about women's cosmetics and the 10 biggest healthcare lies in North America.
Permanent health problems often result from simply treating symptoms without taking the time to address the underlying cause of the problem. That's why we so strongly recommend regular spine and nervous system evaluations, not just when symptoms develop. It's easier to maintain good health than it is to restore it once it's gone. Chiropractic is a safe and effective way to recover and maintain your health. If you want your family to be their healthiest, call Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna at 651-739-2500 and Anytime Fitness at 651-702-6500. Now back to the news.
It's true that you are what you eat, but did you know that that applies to what cosmetics you put on your body? News from Chemical Safe Skincare reports that women will often apply up to 175 different chemicals to their body by applying creams, moisturizers, and makeup to their skin. The skin is the largest organ in the body, and several ingredients are particularly hazardous. The most problematic include parabens, the preservatives in creams and moisturizers, sodium lauryl sulfate, a foaming agent in shampoo, and formaldehyde used in hand soaps and shampoo. Besides the chemicals causing all sorts of skin irritations, they also increase the risk of breast cancer after menopause by 300%. And for our last story, an alarming look at the 10 biggest myths about healthcare in this country. Don't believe everything you read or hear, especially when it comes to your healthcare. Here's a list of the 10 biggest healthcare lies as reported by Natural News. Number 1. Vaccines make you healthy. 2. Pharmaceuticals prevent disease. 3. Doctors are experts in health. 4. You have no role in your own healing. 5. Disease is a matter of bad luck or bad genes. 6. Screening equals prevention. 7. Health insurance will keep you healthy. 8. hospitals are places of health and healing. 9, conventional medicine is advanced, state-of-the-art medicine. 10, more research is needed to find cures. The article cites that there are even more lies than the ones pointed out here, and it's important that you take charge of your own healthcare by staying informed and making intelligent decisions about what you eat, what you put on your skin, and also make sure you get enough sun and exercise. Most important, eat right for your metabolic type and see your chiropractor regularly. And lastly, as always, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Blondes have more hair. They're said to have more fun, but they definitely have more hair. Hair color determines how dense the hair on your head is. The average human has 100,000 hair follicles, each of which is capable of producing 20 individual hairs during a person's lifetime. Blondes average 146,000 follicles, while people with black hair tend to have about 110,000 follicles. Those with brown hair fit the average with 100,000 follicles, and redheads have the least dense hair with about 86,000 follicles. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you'll need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna of Oak Springs Chiropractic and Anytime Fitness. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.